This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله Brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته This is the second lecture from the series فقه الصوم The rulings once it comes to fasting the month of Ramadan. In the previous lecture, we talked about the definition of fasting linguistically and also technically. And we talked about the virtues of fasting in general. فضل الصيام أو فضل الصوم in general, whether it is a mandatory or a voluntary fast. And then we divided fasting into two main sections. A section that is voluntary and a section that is must do. Or mandatory. And we mentioned the mandatory fast has to do with the time, if it is the month of Ramadan, has to do with a reason, meaning you are making up days that you missed in Ramadan, or you are expiating for a sin that you committed, and the expiation is to fast, or you have obligated yourself by doing nadr. You said, I will fast so many days if this happens. This fast becomes mandatory. And we also mentioned that always a question comes up once it comes to the acts of worship, which is, what is the ruling regarding this deed? And we have mentioned the five ahkam, the five rulings in our sharia, in our deen, the wajib, that you must do, the recommended, that if you do, you get rewarded, and if you don't, you are not punished. And the permissible, al-mubah, which talks about things that there is no text concerning it. And we talked about al-makruh, the disliked, and we talked about the haram, and which is the unlawful to do. And then we ask this question, مَا حُكْمُ الصَّوْمِ? What was the ruling once it comes to fasting the month of Ramadan? And we mentioned صيام رمضان, fasting Ramadan is واجب, mandatory. You must do it. You have no choice but to do it. And we mentioned the adilla, the evidence for this from the Quran, قول الله تعالى, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O ye who believe, O ye who believe, كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. Fasting is prescribed upon you like it was prescribed upon the nations before you, so that you may attain righteousness and piety. The word or the verb kutiba in this verse meaning furida, It is mandatory upon you. And we mentioned from the Sunnah, Hadith Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the Hadith in the two Sahih, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned the five pillars of Islam. He said sallallahu alayhi wasallam, بُنِيَ الْإِسْلَامُ عَلَىٰ خَمْسٍ شَهَادَةِ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيْتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ وَالْحَجِّ وَصَوْمِ رَمَضَانِ. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the five pillars that he named was Sawm. So that means it's mandatory. And we also mentioned Hadith Jibreel alayhi salam, when he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a form of a man, and he asked him, Ya Rasulullah, Mal Islam, and the Hadith in the two Sahih, different wording, Umar ibn Khattab and Abi Huraira radiyallahu anhuma. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Islam, that you bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship but Allah, and that you establish the salah, that you pay the zakah, and you fast Ramadan, and you make Hajj. That's all a review. True? Kul hadha muraja'a. Nabda' min al-yawm. We begin from today what we want to cover, and we'll make it short, inshallah, tonight. At-tarhibu min iftari Ramadan. A lot of Muslims, they treat Ramadan as if it is giving a sadaqah. It is optional. As a matter of fact, it is a major, major sin in Islam. And if a person breaks his fast and he believes that he should not be fasting at all, he could actually jump into the area of what? Kufr. لأنه منكر. He is refusing or rejecting أمر معلوم من الدين بالضرورة. كل الناس, everybody knows that you have to fast, especially the month of Ramadan. And you will find a lot of Muslims, as a matter of fact, openly during the day of Ramadan, they go ahead and eat and drink. And meanwhile, they have no excuse. We know that there are certain people who have an excuse to break fast, but they go ahead and do this. وَكَأَنَّهُمْ يُجَاهِرُونَ بِالْمَعْصِيَةِ, as if they are openly disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كما في صحيح البخاري, كُلُّ أُمَّتِي مُعَافَى إِلَّا الْمُجَاهِرُونَ أو الْمُجَاهِرِينَ. All of my ummah, all of my followers will be excused, except those who openly, in front of everybody, and they disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فهناك حديث, there is a حديث يعني يروى في, in this context, حديث أبي أمامة الباهلي رضي الله عنه, والحديث عند ابن خزيمة وصحيح ابن حبان بسند صحيح, وهو في صحيح الترغيب. قال صلى الله, قال أبو أمامة, أبو أمامة the companion said, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said one day, بينما أنا نائم, while I was asleep, أتاني رجلان, two men came to me. First of all, this is a dream. True? He said, while I was what? Asleep. طيب, what is the ruling regarding the dreams of the prophets? It's a form of revelation. It's commands from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is real. It is real. So he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, while I was asleep, two men, at the end of this hadith, he mentioned actually the names of those two men, Jibreel alayhi salam and Mikael alayhi salam. فَأَخَذَ بِضَبْعِي, يعني my shoulder. They took my shoulder. Come, let's go. They told us, let's go. They told him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let's go. فَأَتَيَا بِيَا جَبَلًا وَعْرًا. They came to a very, what do you call this? Like, you know, these mountains that is high and stiff, something like? Steep mountain. جَبَلًا وَعْرًا. Very hard to climb. A mountain that is very hard to climb because it's steep and high. فَقَالَ لِصْعَدْ They said to me, climb. فَقُلْتُ He said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, إِنِّي لَا أُطِيقُهُ I don't think I can do it. They said to him, سَنُسَهِّلُهُ عَلَيْكَ We will make it easy for you. فَصَعَدْتُ I climbed the mountain. حَتَّى إِذَا كُنْتُ فِي سَوَاءِ الْجَبَلِ Until I reach the very top of the mountain, إِذَا بِأَصْوَاتٍ شَدِيدَةٍ I started hearing very loud voices coming from below. فَقُلْتُ مَا هَذَا I said to Jibreel and Mikael, to those two men, what is this? مَا هَذِهِ الْأَصْوَاتِ What are these voices? قَالُوا They said, هَذَا عِوَاءُ أَهْلِ النَّارِ This is the cry of the dwellers of the hellfire. ثُمَّ انْطَلَقَ بِي And then they took me to the side. فَإِذَا أَنَا بِقَوْمٍ I saw people مُعَلَّقِينَ بِعَرَاقِي بِهِمْ They are hanging from their ankles. العرقوب اللي هو الايه؟ The rear of the feet. اللي هو الايه؟ From the ankles. So their faces are where? Down. Their faces and down. Now, and their mouth, plural, mouth are torn and bleeding and the blood is coming down. Imagine the scene. فَإِذَا أَنَا بِقَوْمٍ مُعَلَّقِينَ بِعَرَاقِي بِهِمْ مُشَقَّقَةً أَشْدَاقُهُمْ الشدق اللي هو الايه? This area is what? Is the lips. The area of the lips is torn. تَسِيلُ أَشْدَاقُهُمْ دَمَا They are bleeding. قُلْتُ مَنْ هَؤُلَاءَ I said to them, who are those? قَالُوا They said, هَؤُلَاءَ الذين يفطرون قبل تحلة صومهم. Those are the people who break their fast before time. Meaning he would fast a couple of hours, 3-4 hours. I can do it. And he eats. هؤلاء. طبعا هذا العذاب في القبر. ها؟ هذا الحديث عذاب في القبر. يعني يفهم كأنه كحديث سمر بن جندب. The dreams that the Prophet saw, also the adab fil qabr. In the day of resurrection, they still what? Get punished. For this is a serious issue. هناك حديث, there is a hadith where people attribute it to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in this context, but is not correct. They say what? من أفطر, they say this always, من أفطر يوما من رمضان متعمدا لا يجزأه صيام الدهر وإنصامة. If someone breaks fast one day from Ramadan intentionally, even if he fasts the whole time, the whole years, number of years, الدهر يعني the whole, the amount of time that he's to live, if he fasts every day of his life, it will not suffice him. First of all, this hadith is weak. لا ينسب للنبي. هذا القول يعني تلاقيه بين الناس كده دارج بس the hadith is weak. Technically, as a matter of fact, if you break fast a day in Ramadan, you have to make it up one day. But you have to do tawbah. It's like making tawbah from a major sin. You have committed a major sin and you make tawbah and regret and that you never come back again to it. طيب. We talked about how awful it is to break fast in Ramadan. How good it is to fast Ramadan. Imagine. يعني, the virtues of fasting Ramadan is tremendous. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, كما في البخاري ومسلم, من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنب. If you fast Ramadan out of Iman, so believing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obligated you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed it upon you. Allah asked you to do this. So you're doing this out of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ihtisaban also that you want your sins to be forgiven. You don't fast because I can fast, I'm strong. La. You're fasting because you're wanting Jannah. You're wanting the reward. Ihtisabul ajr. That you want the reward from Allah. Oh Allah, I'm poor for your forgiveness. I need your forgiveness, O Allah. I need your mercy, O Allah. فَمَنْ صَامَ رَمَضَانَ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا. Whoever fasts Ramadan, having those two restrictions fulfilled, Allah will forgive all his previous sins. هذه واحدة. Two, من قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا. Whoever observes صلاة القيام, اللي هي التراويح, القيام, التهجد, the 11 ركعز, كما قالت عائشة رضي الله عنها, النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان لا يزيد عن 11 ركعة. He would not exceed 11 ركعة في رمضان or outside of رمضان. In رمضان or outside of رمضان. We have also another incentive, which is ليلة القدر, the night of القدر. Of course, a lot of Muslims are under the misconception that Laylatul Qadr is in the night of the 27th of Ramadan. That's why you find the masajid filled the night of the 27th of Ramadan. Yes, it is possible. Actually, one of the highest chances that the 27th is Laylatul Qadr. But the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned more than one hadith that it could be one in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Any of the nights, the odd nights, and then the 25th, the 27th, the 29th, and then the 27th. And that is why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us to do something the last third of Ramadan in order to observe Laylatul Qadr, which is what? Doing what? I'tikaf, the last third of Ramadan. Aho. If it was the 27th, he would not have, in a way, because in one of the justification for him to do i'tikaf is to seek Laylatul Qadr, is to match or catch basically or coincide with Laylatul Qadr. We have also, subhanAllah, this beautiful hadith, إِذَا دَخَلَ رَمَضَان. When Ramadan is here, فُتِّحَتْ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ. The gates of Jannah are open. What that means? It means in a way that you are motivated to do righteous good deeds. Or the righteous and good deeds means are made easy for you. A lot of the people, by the way, are under the misconception that if somebody dies in Ramadan, he will not enter the hellfire, if he's a kafir or something. Because they say, what is the other piece here? وَغُلِّقَتْ أَبْوَابُ النَّارِ. They say that the gates of the hellfire will be locked. So they say, well, if somebody dies in Ramadan and he's a kafir, he's not going to go to the... No, this is not what is meant. Meaning the means to do evil deeds are what decreased, are that your chances of doing evil deeds is declined. And the reason why also is the third piece, which is what? وَصُفِّدَتْ وَسُلْسِلَتْ. Because Allah subhanahu, because what normally distracts you from going to Jannah? Shaitan. What normally gets you in trouble to go to the hellfire? Shaitan. That is why Allah subhanahu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the third one he said what? And the shayateen, the satans, will be chained. Now a lot of the people also, they have an issue with this statement saying, ya Shaykh, shayateen will be chained. What about this evil that happens in Ramadan? Huh? What about the evil that happens in Ramadan? Huh? We still have an-nafs, and we still have shayateen al-ins. There are shayateen ins. There are people, brothers, who are shayateen. Hadith Hudayfa ibn al-Yaman, hadith وَمَا دَخَنُهُ. Beautiful hadith. When he asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that about the changes in the condition of people, Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam at one stage, al hadith fi sahih al-Imam Muslim, he said to him, describing some of the people, he said, ajsamuhum ajsamul ins wa qulubuhum qulubush shayatin. Their bodies are bodies of human being. He's a human being, but the heart is the heart of what? Shaitan. Those are the people, they are still out there. One of the most beautiful things that you're able to do during this month is the fact that you're able to stay away from those people. If you really stick to the schedule of Ramadan, that you are in the masjid observing Salatul Jama'ah, and then at night you're praying Tahajjud, you're praying Qiyam, the Taraweeh with the Imam, your chances to mix with those people are what? Almost slim, very rare, unless you really have an agenda of just being around them. Add to this, your nafs is what? Is taken care of, because when you hunger your nafs, when you make yourself thirsty, normally your nafs is not as demanding as what? As it does when you're what? You're healthy. Subhanallah, that is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Jibreel alayhi salam, كما في سنن الإمام الترمذي من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه, they made dua, they invoked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala against someone who gets to live to fast Ramadan and he comes out of it unforgiven because of all these opportunities. I mean, what else do you want? It's like somebody who's answering a test and giving him, you know, I told you about this, and he still receives tests, right? He still receives help to answer the test. Look at the amount of that is why Allah, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, in one of the hadith regarding the virtue of Ramadan, وَإِذَا كَانَتْ أَوَّلُ لَيْلَ مِنْ رَمَضَانِ, and if it is the first night of Ramadan, نَادَى مُنَادٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ, a caller will call from the heaven, يَا بَاغِيَ الْخَيْرِ, O seeker of goodness, come. This is your season. If your agenda is good, that is your season. So anybody who fails to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month, he basically does not deserve to receive the mercy and the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Jibreel alayhim salam, they made dua against someone whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would extend his life to observe Ramadan, and he would come out of Ramadan unforgiven. One last hadith before we move forward, inshallah, regarding the fasting of Ramadan. Hadith Abi Huraira fi Sahih al-Imam Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, As-salawatul khams, the five daily prayers, wal-jumu'atu ila al-jumu'ah, and Friday to the next Friday, وَرَمَضَانُ إِلَىٰ رَمَضَانُ, and from Ramadan to Ramadan, مُكَفِّرَاتِ لِمَا بَيْنَهُمْ, they expiate the sins between them, but with one restriction, إِذَا مَجْتُنِبَتْ الْكَبَائِرِ, as long as you're what? You avoid major sins. You stay away from major sins, and maybe one day we'll cover this issue, inshallah. Okay, here's the last piece. That's it. We want to answer this question. عَلَى مَنْ يَجِبُ الصَّوْمُ, who has to fast? We said fasting is what? Mandatory. Now we need to know who has to fast. Who must fast? Everybody has to fast. It is mandatory, he has to fast? لا, not everyone has to fast. So the next step is, we got to find out who has to fast. Say?
He might think I'm free, I cannot fast.
He could fast, but he does not have to fast. See the difference between the two? Yeah. He could fast. And we'll explain that. طيب. المسلم. No. المسلم, that means, who goes out?
كافر.
بس في الأمر نظر. We have, I'll talk about it. I'll explain it to you. Two. Al-Baligh. Someone who reached the age of what? So who goes out? لما كن بالغ واحنا ما نعرفش. الصبي. Yeah, inshallah. It will come. Will happen. Will happen on time. يا مختار. القوانين. The شريعة. The laws. The fiqh. هذا قانون. قانون. فهم؟ غير الورع وال this is another issue, but will once you explaining fiqh, you have to state the law. What is the law? So al-baligh means what? The one who is under the age of puberty is out. Al-aqil, sane, meaning the one who is insane is what? Out. As-sahih, healthy. That means the one who is sick is what? Just follow me, okay? Not every sickness. I know you have some reason. I'll detail that. That's what we're going to talk about. This is just an intro. I mean, why are you looking at me like this? I mean, I still haven't even turned the page. And then we have the resident. Who goes out? اللي هو المقيم. المسافر. And then we have for the sisters, الطهارة. Meaning what? الحيض والنفاس. The sisters must be clear from their cycle and post-delivery bleeding. Okay, let's deal with the first one, المسلم. المسلم. Here's the question. Does the kafir have to fast?
Yes.
Whoever answers this question and tells me why, I will give him my water. Yes.
Yes, he is obligated to. He is expected to fast, but his fasting is not accepted like the Muslims fast.
Why?
Because it's not upon him. Because the first condition is that you have to be a Muslim.
طيب. Here is a good question that we, that the scholars, يعني this is, يعني let's understand our deen. هل الكافر مخاطب بفروع الشريعة? Is the kafir demanded or requested to implement the salah? هذه فروع الشريعة, the salah, the zakah, the siyam. هذا أمر فيه يعني طيب. You said no. اقرأ معي in the hellfire. ما سلككم في سقر? Who's asking here? What got you into سقر? سقر هذا من أسماء جهنم. One of the names of what? Of جهنم. So they are asking them, what got you into جهنم? What did they say? قالوا لم نكن المصلين. طيب فويل للمشركين الذين لا يؤتون الزكاة. ويل هذا valley in the hellfire. ها يعني أهل النار يستغيثون من حره. The dwellers of the hellfire ask Allah not to go there. Huh? They say, "Wail to the mushriks who do not pay the zakah." طب مشركس pay the zakah? فالقضية this issue يا إخوة فيها اختلاف بين أهل العلم من قديم يعني from the past they differed over it. Is the kafir required to perform the commands of Allah, which is the branches of the Sharia? Some said yes, some said no. But here is the question: هل الكافر مخاطب بأصل الشريعة? What about the fundamental of the Sharia? Which is what? La ilaha. He is required to say what? La ilaha illallah. But can we force him? La. La ikraha. We cannot force him. But here is the issue. If a kafir fasts, and like my brother said, in the back there, his fasting is not accepted. So what benefit does he get? He will not be punished. He will not be punished for not fasting. We don't have B&B in Egypt, that's why. He will not be punished for not fasting. Do you understand? لين يا إخوة الجنة درجات والنار دركات. The Jannah is levels, 100. Hellfire is the same. Hellfire is not the same. Hellfire is what? مش النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال عن عمه لما سأله العباس. العباس عم النبي رضي الله عنه asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم regarding أبي طالب. قال له ما فعلت لعمك؟ What did you do to your uncle أبو طالب؟ إنه كان يحميك. الحديث هذا في الصحيحين. He used to protect you. قال he said إنه في ضحضاح من النار. He will stand in the hellfire and the hellfire will just reach to his what? His feet. He's not what? طب is he equal to أبو لهب؟ تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب. ما أغنى عنه ماله وما كسب سيصلى نارا ذات لهب. ها true ها طيب ما هو أبو لهب كافر وأبو طالب كافر صحيح ولا لا؟ هم كفروا بأصل الشريعة لكن أبو طالب did what? Held the prophet and protected him and that is why he received what? A lesser punishment. طب المنافق زي الكافر؟ Is the hypocrite equals to a kafir? ها إن المنافقين في الدرك الأسفل يعني الكافر أعلى منه درجة. The kafir is not there. The منافق are where? In the lowest level of the hellfire. ف yes they are not asked to fast. Yes if they fast then they will not be punished. ولذلك إياك أن تساوي بين كافر محارب وكافر. يعني we should understand from this text that we should not treat the non-Muslims equally. There are non-Muslims who are kind to us, good to us. Even so they are not Muslims, but they do not harm you. They do not, those people should receive a kinder, if this is the right word, treatment. But this does not mean that you compromise your deen. Huh? I'm not inviting you to say this. But they should not receive the same, attitude from someone who is harming you. Yet, if the kafir fast, yes, his fasting is not accepted. Because you must come with what? Al-asl. Al-asl. مثل الذين كفروا بربهم أعمالهم. The likeness of those who did not say لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. Their deeds will be like what? أعمالهم كرماد. Like ashes in a windy day. اشتدت به الريح في يوم عاصف وقدمنا إلى ما عملوا من عمل فجعلناه هباء منثورا. ولقد أوحي إليك وإلى الذين من قبلك لئن أشركت لا يحبطن عملك. فالشرك بيضيع العمل. But he is not going to be punished for not fasting, for not praying if he prays. But the kafir التاني اللي هو the other kafir who refused لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله, he refused to pray, he refused to fast, he refused to do the other deeds, he will be punished for not doing this. You got it? It's clicking now. في الآخر ما فيش أسئلة في الآخر. At least let's finish this. طيب. Okay. What happens if a kafir becomes a Muslim during the day of Ramadan? We're praying Dhuhr. The non-Muslim has been eating the whole morning. He walks into the masjid. It's a day of Ramadan. Assalamu alaikum. I would like to be a Muslim. He's been eating since the morning. What is the ruling? He fasts from the second, from the minute that he said La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, and he does not have to make up this day. Because he's what counted as a Muslim from that time. Okay, questions quickly. We're done with the kafir, with the Muslim. Questions, please. Go ahead. La ilaha illallah. طيب. Adherence?
Yeah.
Tayyib?
Sensuity and just you have to follow the
sunnah. The sunnah, tayyib?
Okay, now this partner, he is fasting, but he don't have that belief that it is from Allah and you have to do it for Allah in sincerity. And then following the footsteps of our partner. Now, if we say he will be not punished for that.
I don't think you understood what I said. Do you want me to repeat? Did some of you understood what I said? I said this. Here it is. The question, we have to begin from there. هل الكافر مخاطب بفروع الشريعة أم لا? Is the non-Muslim being addressed by the branches of the deen like the fundamental of the deen or not? For sure, there is consensus amongst the scholars that the Quran and the Sunnah calls a non-Muslim to admit and say what? La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. But meanwhile, la ikraha, he's free. La ikraha fi ad-deen. There is no compulsion. You cannot force him. Now we come to the second question. Is the non-Muslim being addressed with the rest of the deen? Salah, zakah. Huh? There is no consensus over this issue. The scholars differed. Some of them said yes, some of them said no. But the evidence is with those who said yes. And this is what I quoted to you. مَا سَلَكَكُمْ قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُوا What got you into Jahannam? They said, we used not to pray. قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُوا مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ هذا branch of the deen. وَلَمْ نَكُوا نُطْعِمُ الْمِسْكِينَ We used not to feed the masakin, the needy and the poor. Had a branch. وَكُنَّا نَخُوضُ مَعَ الْخَائِضِينَ We used to lie and cheat and we do whatever the people used to do. هذا أصله. وَكُنَّا نُكَذِّبُ هذا أصل الدين. اللي هو الإيه؟ الإيمان باليوم الإيه؟ فالأصل والإيه؟ الأصل, the fundamental and the branch. But now, pay attention, I'm Mukhtar here. Pay attention to this one. If he does it, it will not be accepted. But then is the question, what will it do for him? He's not going to be punished for not doing it. Yeah? No, the reward that not being punished. The reward will be not being punished for not doing it. You understand? I ask you to do something for me. And I tell you, if you do not do it, I'm going to kick you 100 times. That's hypothetical, okay? Okay, I'm Mukhtar, hypothetical. Look at this now. You go and do a very lousy job. I mean, hypothetical too. I said, you know what? I'm not going to punish you, but this is a lousy job. I'm not going to accept it from you. But I'm not going to kick you because you did it. You got the spirit there? All right. عايزين نخلص ال we want to answer this question tonight. تفضل بسرعة بس.
يعني الله سبحانه وتعالى يقول إن الله لا يضيع أجر من أحسن عملا. هنا حسب المؤمن
والغير. طيب our brother is bringing a verse. I think I understood what you're trying to say unless if you want to expand. Okay. He's saying, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ مَنْ أَحْسَنَ عَمَلًا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never waste the reward of those who did it. He got rewarded by not being punished. That's a reward. You got it? I think you're just having a hard time to click, but this is what is meant. Okay. So number one, عَلَى مَنْ يَجِبُ الصَّوْمُ Who has to fast? المسلم. Number two, العاقل. The one who has what? للمناط التكليف يا إخوة العقل without the العقل يا أنت لست بمكلف huh? If you do not have sanity you don't qualify to because the deed requires intention طب المجنون عنده intention is the crazy person has an intention for anything if you don't have the brain forget about it now what is the evidence for this حديث عائشة رضي الله عنها
والحديث في سنن أبي داود وسنن الإمام النسائي والترمذي قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, the prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says رفع القلم, والقلم هو الإيه, the pen is lifted. What is the meaning by the pen here? التكليف, that he does not have to do. رفع القلم عن ثلاث, three individuals, they do not have to do anything, they do not have to. النائم حتى يستيقظ, the person who's asleep until he wakes up. والصبي حتى يحتلم, and the young boy until he reaches the age of puberty, or the young girl until she reaches the age of puberty. Huh? Three, والمعتوه حتى يعقل, أو المجنون حتى يعقل. Both wording are correct. The crazy until he becomes what? Sane. طيب. Again, we go back, يا إخوة. What happens if insane person fasts? إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ مَنْ أَحْسَنَ عَمَلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not waste his reward. But again, we're talking about those who have to fast. Does he have to fast? The answer is no. But he could fast. He could fast. طيب, there is a scenario here. What happens if a person during fasting, the day of Ramadan, during the course of the day, he loses his mind? He goes crazy. And then after 3-4 hours, he regains his conscious again. And during those 2-3 hours, he did what? Ate. And what does he have to do? لا شيء عليه. He completes his fasting and he does not have to make it up. لأنه فقد الإيه. He lost what? مناعة التكليف. The medium because of which you are what? Requested or asked to do. تفضل.
What if a Muslim or someone becomes insane because of induced, maybe use of drugs? Is that a valid form of being insane?
Using drugs?
When you use drugs and you become insane.
Like during Ramadan, you mean? Yeah, during while he's fasting, he's smoking, ma.
What are the aspects of excluding you from being accountable?
Well, if he lost his mind because of excessive alcohol or excessive drugs, that's another issue. It has nothing to do with fasting.
I mean, is there a way that
you? Well, if he's insane, he does not have to fast, but. You're trying to tie this to not to praying. You see, the same exact thing applies for not praying, not fasting, not paying the zakah. هو ليس بمكلف. But he is sinful for what? Killing himself. Huh? He is sinful for causing himself to reach that stage. Absolutely. You understand what I'm trying to say? But, connecting it with fasting is mashallah, far of a distance. طيب. Who has to fast? Huh? A Muslim. Two. Sane. Three. Baligh. What is baligh? Reached the age of what? Puberty. طيب, how a person reaches the age of puberty? Four signs. Three for both men and women, and one for women. Number one, نبتُ الشعر, that you start seeing hair growing, or your hair has grown already in the public area. They call it the public area, right? In the private area. Number one. Number two, having wet dreams. Number three, you reach the age of 15. For the women, having the cycle. Now, do we have to wait to see the four signs? Or one of them is sufficient to declare that person to be baligh? Huh? One is sufficient to designate or to say this person is what? Is baligh. What is the evidence for this? The same evidence we used for sanity. The same exact hadith. حديث عائشة رضي الله عنها في سنن الإمام النسائي والترمذي وأبي داود قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, the prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, رفع القلم عن ثلاث, and he said what, والصبي حتى يحتلم, and the young boy until he reaches the age of puberty. But now is a question, should he fast? Yes. As a matter of fact, it is the responsibility of the parents to train the children to fast early in age. And the parents, they receive reward for that, by the way. And we have a beautiful hadith in Bukhari and Muslim, hadith Rubayya bint Mu'awwidh radiyallahu anhuma, when she talked about the story of fasting the day of Ashura. She said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam called upon the Muslims in Medina to fast the day of Ashura, and then at the end of the hadith she said, "Wa kunna nasumuhu wa nusawwim subyanana." We used to fast this day, and we used to ask our young children to fast. "Wa naj'alu lahum al-lu'bata min al-ihn," and we used to give them incentive. We used to make for them toys made out of wool. Huh? Okay, if you're going to fast, I'm going to give you a lollipop. I'm going to give you, you, what are you looking at? You. If you fast, I'm going to give you a lollipop. Huh? That you should actually give them incentive. If you fast today, I'm going to do the Ahadiyah Sunnah right here. And you get rewarded for this. طيب. The same exact thing applies. لو احتلم عفواً, if a person reaches the age of puberty during the day of Ramadan, he begins fasting from day from there, and he does not have to make up this day because he reached the age of puberty during what? During the day of Ramadan. Yes. We're coming to that. But we're coming to that. Actually, the next point is about the sick people. But this is a very good question, mashallah. Jazakallahu khair. طيب على من يجب الصوم, who has to fast, المسلم العاقل, the sane, البالغ, reach the age of puberty, what about number four, الصحيح, healthy, what is the evidence for sickness being an excuse to break fast, فمن كان منكم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان, يعني towards the end, فمن كان منكم مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخرى. If you are sick or traveling, you could go ahead and break your fast and make up the fast later on, inshallah. فالمريض, he does not have to fast. What is المرض? What is sickness? ما هو المرض? Sickness. هو كل ما خرج به الإنسان عن حد الصحة. Some condition that you experience that you start feeling unhealthy. طيب. Is every sickness is a reason to break the fast? Meaning if you have a headache, if you have cold, running nose, if you have some pain in your teeth, you say, I'm sick, I'm not going to fast. لا. المرض المقصود بالمرض هي the sickness that fasting would cause it or deteriorate it or cause it to deteriorate to يعني get worse. هذا هو المرض. Now that comes to your question. Someone who is sick to the stage that he cannot give up his medicine during the course of the day. So did fasting affected his sickness or not? Because if he does not take his medicine, what is going to happen to him? He's going to become sicker. So that person has a license to break what? To break his fast. But here comes another question. Al-marad, sickness of two types. And inshallah, we're going to go into this into more details. Ashab al-A'dar. Sickness of two types. Maradun yurja bur'uh wa maradun la yurja bur'uh. What do you mean by that? A sickness that is terminal. The doctor tells you, you are a diabetes. You have diabetes. خلاص. اللي هو السكري هذا. معروف ان هذا المرض, even so that some cases get treated. But the overall average, there is no treatment for it. لا يرجى برؤه. Huh? For this person who gets a doctor notice, but now a doctor who is legitimate, preferably a Muslim doctor, not just any doctor. I see in some cases people bringing me a doctor note that you don't have to fast. Then I ask the person, did you explain to them what fasting is? He said, no. Do they know what fasting is? He said, no. I said, first you need to explain to them. It's a pillar. You have to do it. Unless you have an excuse. And you because, can you please write me a doctor note that I don't have to fast? The doctor is going to write it. It's customer service. Customer service. No. اتقوا الله ما استطعتم. Have taqwa in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't try to cheat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, deceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a doctor notice. You can do this with your school. Huh? You can do this with a human being, but not with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that you're able to fast or not. Huh? But if your sickness is terminal and there is a legitimate doctor who's aware of your condition and your case, then this person does not have to make up the fast. What he has to do is what? Is feed for every day a miskin. But if the person, his sickness is temporarily, that within a reasonable duration of time, he will be treated and he will be okay, then this person has to wait to make up the days. So who has to fast now again? Huh? Al-Muslim, two. Aqil, sane, three. Puberty, four. Healthy. Number five, Al-Muqeem. Has, this person has what? He's a resident. That means, who does not have to fast? That traveler. What is the evidence? The same evidence that we used for marad. فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. يعني نفصل, يعني we're still going to come back to this, but inshallah we'll give shed more light on this. طيب. So by default, if you are a traveler, you do not have to fast. But what happened if you are a traveler and you decided to fast? Do you have to make up that day that you fasted? Huh? Oh. لا يجب على المسافر الصوم. That traveler does not have to fast. But ولكن يجوز له الصوم. It is okay if he fasts. وَإِن صَامَ صَحَّ صَوْمُهُ. And if he fasts, his fasting is valid. وَيُجْزِئُهُ. And he does not have to make up the day. وَهَذَا مَذْهَبُ جَمَاهِيرِ الصَّحَابَ. And this is the view of the majority of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ. And the four imams, Abi Hanifa wa Malik wa Shafi'i wa Ahmad, wa ruwiya an Abi Huraira wa Ibn Abbas wa Ibn Umar. فهذا رأي الجمهور. But here comes a question. But which is better? To fast or not to fast if you are a traveler? Fast? Okay. If you tell me fast, just like that, I tell you, what are you going to do with the statement that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam made when he saw a companion? Wal hadith fil Bukhari wa Muslim min hadith Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu anhuma. He saw a companion fainting and the people are surrounding him, trying to shade him, and he asked, what is wrong with him? They said, ya Rasulullah, qalu sa'im, he was fasting. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, ليس من البر الصوم في السفر. It is not a sign of righteousness to fast when you are a traveler. So let me ask you again, which is better, to fast or not to fast when you are a traveler? Ah, here you go. Now we're talking. Now we're talking fiqh. Huh? Not to fast? طيب. Not to fast? عمرو بن حمزة الأسلمي. حمزة ابن عمرو الأسلمي. والحديث في صحيح البخاري ومسلم. من حديث عائشة رضي الله عنها. وكان رجلا صواما. He liked to fast. قال يا رسول الله. He said, O messenger of Allah, أأصوم في السفر؟ Should I fast when I am traveling? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, "In shi'ta fasum wa in shi'ta fa'aftir." If you want fast, if you don't want, it's up to you. For the issue has to do with what? With the capacity, al-mashaqqa wal-qudra. طيب. Let's say this. المسافر له ثلاث حالات. The traveler has three conditions or three cases. أن يشق الصوم عليه. You're a traveler, and traveling would make your life difficult to do a lot of righteous and good deeds. Huh? Or it will cause you to faint, like the companion that I just mentioned. The companion whom I just mentioned. هذا الحديث جابر في البخاري ومسلم. There is actually another hadith and I love this hadith. But listen to هذا الحديث في فقه يا إخوة. حديث أنس بن مالك في صحيح الإمام مسلم. شوف. كنا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في السفر. We were with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in a travel during the month of Ramadan. During the month of Ramadan. فمن الصائم ومن المفطر. Some of us are fasting and some of us are not fasting. فنزلنا منزلا, and we came into a place that was extremely hot. Hot. To the extent that they used to shade themselves with what? With their hands like this. Huh? Look at this now. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, سبحان الله, in this day, some people broke their fast and some others did not want to. For the people who are fasting started falling down. They stopped somewhere. They are supposed to prepare the tents. Huh? They are supposed to do what? Prepare the tents so they can overnight there. To save themselves from the heat of what? Of the sun. So who did this work? Those who broke the fast. Because they had what? Because the fasting people are already what? Falling down. Look what the Prophet ﷺ said. ذَهَبَ الْمُفْطِرُونَ الْيَوْمَ بِالْأَجْرِ. Those who broke their fast, they got more rewards. Because they ended up helping what? Helping everybody. They did more khayr than just fasting. Because when you fast, you're helping what? But they ended up building the tent, they ended up making the food and preparing the food, huh? فَذَهَبَ الْمُفْطِرُونَ الْيَوْمَ بِالْأَجْرِ. If fasting will cause hardship for you, will hinder you while you are traveling, of course, while you are traveling, then it is recommended to break your fast. We apply this one if you're traveling and fasting does not even cause any difficulty. You go into the airport, you get in the airplane, 2 hours, you are there. Huh? Then we apply وَأَن تَصُومُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. And if you fast, it's better for you. The last piece, which is the piece that fasting would kill you, would threaten your life, then you have to break fast. And we have an evidence, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hadith Jabir wa ibn Abbas and al-Bukhari, Jabir ibn Abdullah fi Sahih Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the conquest of Mecca, that year, Kharaj, he went out with the companions towards Mecca, hatta balagha, until they reached a place called Kira'ul Ghamim, a place in the way from Medina to Mecca. وَصَارَ النَّاسِ, and the people became so tired because of fasting. فَدَعَ النَّبِيُّ بِقَدَحٍ مِنَ الْمَاءِ, the Prophet ﷺ asked his companion to bring him a cup of water. فَرَفَعَ, he raised it like this. حَتَّى نَظَرَ النَّاسِ, until everybody what? Looked. ثُمَّ شَرِبْ, for Ramadan. He was fasting. ثُمَّ, then he what? He drank. So later on he was told, ثُمَّ قِيلَ لَهُ, that some of the companions, some of the people carried on fasting, did not break their fast. Here is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said what? أُولَٰئِكَ الْعُصَاهُ, أُولَٰئِكَ الْعُصَاهُ, those are the disobedient, those are the disobedient. Because fasting was a threat to their lives. So you should not force yourself to fast when you are a traveler and fasting would threat your life. Comes in the last one. So who has to fast? من يجب عليه الصوم? Muslim. عاقل. لا. So عاقل is sane. بالغ puberty. صحيح meaning healthy, not sick. Resident, مقيم. And here is the last one which has to do with the sisters, our mothers, our wives, our daughters, which is being clear from cycle and the blood of innifas. A woman who gets her period during the month of Ramadan, during the course of the day, she has to break her fast, even if she gets the period 2 minutes before the sun sets. She has to break the fast and she has to make up this day. With this, inshallah, we will get into the next lecture. The people who have excuses to fast, we call them Ashabul A'dar, and what they have to do. We're going to talk about the pregnant. We're going to talk about the woman who is suckling, breastfeeding. The next lecture is very important because these are very common questions. We're going to talk about the old people, the people who cannot afford to fast. And we're going to get more into traveling, about when can you break fast and what happened if you, what is a traveler, and all of this, inshallah, the next lecture, بإذن الله تعالى. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.